And there's one that I really love from Einstein, which is, I have no special talents. I am only passionately curious. That's what I want kids to take away from the book. They don't have to be a math genius or have all the answers to be a scientist.
That's Kirsten Larson, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Kirsten Larson used to work with rocket scientists at NASA, and now she writes books for curious kids, including Wood, Fire, Wings, Emma Lillian Todd Invents an Airplane, and The Fire of Stars, The Life and Brilliance of the Woman Who Discovered What Stars Are Made Of. Cornelia Lee has illustrated many picture books, including Gravity is Bringing Me Down and Voyage Through Space. They join us to talk about This Is How You Know, How Science Happens. Kirsten and Cornelia, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Really happy to be here.
Kirsten, tell us about the inspiration for this book.
Sure. So I wrote the first draft of This Is How We Know during the COVID pandemic in 2020. And at that time, the whole world was watching as the science community was making life-saving discoveries in real time. And it highlighted some ideas that I'd had writing some of my earlier books about women in science, which is that science is often not what we expect. It's often imaginative. It can be messy. It's not always a straight line to the truth and the answer. And it's also a really collaborative process rather than isolated, which I think a lot of us picture a scientist in a white lab coat working alone in a lab. And that's not always what science is.
Well, I remember during that time, there were some that said, well, I don't trust science because at the beginning of the pandemic, they said this and now they're saying that. But that's how science works. And you want it to change when new information comes to light.
Well, and I think that's the really important thing is as a scientist, you have to be open to new information, new ideas, and new data. And over time, with lots of people doing lots of studies, we eventually point to what is right and what the truth is. But individual studies can have bad data. Sometimes scientists get things wrong, but over time, together, we get there.
This is a book that tells kids about the scientific process, helps them explain it in simple terms, but also encourages them to be curious about their world.
Yeah, and I think kids are naturally curious. So I am not encouraging them to do anything that they really aren't doing already. Anybody who has had a small child has heard them ask why 1,000 times. But, you know, a lot of studies have shown that the way to get kids interested in science, technology, engineering, and math careers in the future is to nurture their interests in preschool and elementary. And that's what I hope this book will do, by encouraging kids not to think of science as a set of dusty facts that they read in a textbook, but as a process that they do by asking questions like why, wondering about things, and then seeking answers, either by doing research or maybe creating models, thinking about how they could do their own experiments and find answers out for themselves.
Would you read a small portion of the book to give us a flavor of what people will find here?
You know, Earth warms up, brushed by sun's gentle rays. Soil cradles tomatoes, which sprout up with water and light. Your swing soars up with the pump of your legs, whoosh, or a push from a friend, sending you high. All of this is science, which is how you know. It's the way you make discoveries, starting with natural curiosity, watching and wondering, reading and tinkering, daydreaming and thinking, until you uncover a question you can't answer, not yet.
Now, this is a picture book, so for what ages is the book intended?
So the book is for ages 4 and up. And the idea with a lot of picture books is that children will be reading these with the adults in their life. So the adult will be reading with them, and the child can follow along with the illustrations, which has a whole story and shows all these kids doing science experiments.
Well, as an adult and not only a parent, but grandparent who's read a lot of books to kids, you know, there's sometimes a child will get fixated on a book that the adult really doesn't like and doesn't want to read it. So do you keep that adult audience in mind as well when you're putting together a book?
I do, but I keep the adult audience in mind more in the topics that I pick. I'm often thinking about how will teachers or homeschoolers or parents maybe use these books to explore more about the topic with the child. And that informs a lot of times the back matter, which is the extra pages of information that I put at the back of the book that tell a little bit more of the story. So with this particular book, the back matter has a lot more detailed information about the process of science and the tools that scientists use, and gives kids some ideas for doing some of their own investigations.
Well, as you mentioned, this is a picture book. So there is this balance between the text and the illustrations. So I want to ask you both about that, because there, for people who don't know, there, and you can talk about this a little bit, there is a format. There are a certain number of words, there are a certain number of pages that you can use, and you have to tell the complete story with both illustrations and words. So how do you do that dance and make it all work?
So I should say, this is the first time that Cornelia and I have ever spoken. And the way that picture books are often put together is that the author writes the text and we work with an editor to refine it. And then that text is given to the illustrator, who works independently and has the freedom to create their own visual story. And so with this particular book, I really wanted the text to feel open and inspiring and full of wonder. So the text is very short and it is not very detailed. And so that gave Cornelia a lot of room to tell a big part of the story by showing kids in the process of doing science. And so for me as an author, when I'm writing, I am thinking, what work can the illustrations do? And therefore, what words do I absolutely need to say? And then what words can I pull back on? Because Cornelia will be able to show that in the images.
For sure. I think when I first got a manuscript, what I found really inspiring about Kristen's story was that it's just a beautiful and lyrical way of approaching the scientific process. Often when I read some of the existing scientific books for children out there is that they tend to be very information heavy or just very textbook-like. And this is such a poetic and approachable way to think about science for the kids. And as Kristen, as you mentioned, it's a lot of it, it's about inspiring kids to discover, where instead of talking down on them, telling them, hey, this is, you know, what science is, you better memorize or learn about everything. And so when I approached the art side of it, there were two elements that were really important for me, I think, to capture the energy and the vibe of the text. Was first, I want to show the scientific process in a way that's approachable in the classroom, in the everyday life, that, as you mentioned, it's not just about doing very strict lab-based experiments. And another aspect I wanted it to capture was how to represent the abstract ideas that the kids have. So one of the approach I choose was all of the crazy colors and patterns to represent the imagination and the creativity of the kids. Because a lot of times, I feel like as adults, we don't think of it this way, but science is very creative. And it needs imagination, of course, which need to be proven by the scientific process, but it starts with a thought. I think that was what I tried to capture with my artwork.
A question for both of you, and that's just, why picture books? What do you enjoy about creating picture books and speaking to this age of child?
I think for me, I think of picture books as a little puzzle, which is why they're so fun to write, because we are so constrained by the amount of words we can use and by the number of pages that we have to tell the story. So for me, that means that I have to have a really tight focus on what I'm trying to share with the child reader. I can't tell the whole story. If I wanted to tell the whole story, I would write adult nonfiction and have 300 pages. So I have to focus on one surprising idea that maybe a kid has never thought about that will resonate with them. And so finding that focus is like finding a needle in a haystack. I do all this research and the whole time I'm thinking, like, what do kids need to know? What will surprise them about this idea? And why should they care about it? Because that is always my goal. Then once I have that surprising idea, it's another puzzle to think about, okay, now what is the best way to let this story unfold? Is it chronologically? Is it with a list of examples? So there are so many moving parts, but ultimately we're trying to share something surprising and new with kids and something that they will care about deeply.
And Cornelia, how about you? What do you enjoy about creating picture books?
For me, picture books, the creation of picture books, it's sharing this journey. I think for me, what's the best part about creating picture book is to tell the stories that's not directly mentioned to the text, but adds to the text, that it just, every time I imagine a child, whether it's in the classroom or with their parents on their own, every time they read a book, they're able to discover something new within the pictures that adds to the story. And perhaps when they're a bit older or whenever they come back to the story, that they can discover the layered meaning. And it's also open to interpretation because it is images. And that's specifically what I try to do with this book, that you can see these different groups of kids experimenting with different areas of science and how that all come together to become one group project at the end, which add to the idea that scientific process is not an individual process, but it's really based on community efforts too. So just kind of these layered meanings that I was able to add through images, I think it's just really rewarding.
I'm wondering at this point in our world, sort of where things are, why it's especially important now to tell kids about science and how science works. And related to that, what you hope kids are going to take away from this book.
There are some quotes from famous scientists in the back matter of the book. And there's one that I really love from Einstein, which is, "I have no special talents. I am only passionately curious." That's what I want kids to take away from the book. They don't have to be a math genius or have all the answers to be a scientist. They need to have curiosity. They need to have an open mind. They need to persevere. They need to be resilient. And ultimately, I want each child to be able to see themselves in science. And I really appreciate the fact that throughout the book, Cornelia showed kids from all kinds of backgrounds. And I think part of the reason I feel so strongly about all kids wanting to see themselves in science is, you know, I loved physics as a teenager and I struggled with calculus. And I didn't see myself in the scientific field. And so, you know, I chose something else, which I'm deeply grateful. I got to become a science cheerleader through writing. But I want kids to realize that they have the ability and the capacity to do science. Because I do think that good science informing public policy is how we can have a very big impact on the world.
Just quickly add, just echoing what Kristen mentioned, that from an illustrator perspective, I do want to show that science is a very inclusive process. And as you mentioned, we think of it as very distant in the lab, but it's actually very tied to the everyday life around us. It's tied to the well-being of different groups of people. It encourages advancement only if we listen to the words of different kinds of people. So that was what I was trying to especially capture in this book.
Kirsten, you've written a number of books about science and about women in science. I'm curious, what's next for you?
Well, interestingly, my next two books are not about science, but they are about other kind of surprising ideas or underdogs. So I have a graphic novel coming out with Barbara McClintock, and it's called Light of Resistance. It's the true story of Rose Valland, who was a French curator who spied on the Nazis during World War II and helped save countless works of art that the Nazis had stolen. And then I have a picture book with Lauren Tamaki called The Shape of Our Stories, How Books Came to Be. And it's a global history of books, starting with oral storytelling and clay tablets, and talks about what a book really is and all the different forms that a book takes.
Cornelia, how about you? What's on your project list?
So I'm working on a sequel of a book that's already published. I illustrated by Wendelin van Drenen. Apologies if I mispronounced her name, but the second book is called Pi Day, which focuses on math. So it's a humorous story on, we're going to be looking at a kid, his birthday is on Pi Day, and it also happens to be his birthday, but also the birthday of Albert Einstein. So there's going to be math information sprinkled throughout the story, but it's also going to be a very fun story.
The picture book is This Is How You Know, How Science Happens, written by Kirsten Larson and illustrated by Cornelia Lee. Kirsten and Cornelia, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you for having us, Dan.
Thank you very much.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.